Well, welcome everybody to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your host today. And I'm really happy to welcome everyone into our first meditation of 2025. Sometimes I wonder, how did we ever get to 2025? That didn't seem possible to me many years ago. So here we are. Time just keeps marching on. So our meditation today is going to be led by someone who is a retired animal communicator. She taught workshops and teleclasses and worked with clients around the world for 25 years. She also led trips to meet with whales and dolphins in the wild. And she's the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever and several other whale anthology books. And she's also a co-founder of Global Tree Lovers, which hosts three different annual events each year. And so that would be me. I'm going to be leading the meditation today, and I generally do that on the first meditation of the new year. And I've been at almost every meditation since I started this back in June of 2014. There's been a few times when I'm away, and I've had David and Linda have sat in for me, which has been just the best. So I'm really happy to be here today. You know, water is the source of life for every being on this planet, and it's really our most precious resource and partner. But I think, you know, at its deepest level, we are just really beginning to understand water. Water has consciousness, and it's, you could say it's liquid intelligence. It stores information, and it can take on the energy of our thoughts. It has memory and the ability to observe and evolve. And this is why our meditative work with water is so powerful. Water is a living entity, and it's able to change its form and state of being. It's constantly changing and moving across the planet. And the water held in the atmosphere connects us to every living being, humans, animals, and plants. And it's through this water connection that our intuition functions. So information moves easily through water, and we send and receive through the medium of water, even when we are unaware that we are doing it. The human body is composed of about 55 to 78% water, depending on your age, sex, and body composition. But we don't often pay attention to it or interact with that water. And today, we're going to go ahead and meet with our own water, heal and cleanse it, and then align it with the waters of the world. So let's close our eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. That's right. Keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place inside. That's right. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness. Allow your consciousness to dive deeply. You are calm, peaceful, and safe. Now find yourself standing by a body of water. It might be a river, a lake, or an ocean. But it's a lovely, peaceful place filled with the sounds of nature. The wind is rustling through the trees. Birds are calling nearby. And insects are going about their business. You notice the faint scent of flowers or the smell of pine as you breathe deeply, allowing the sense of peace and contentment to fill you. Now become aware of the water in your body. And consciously connect with it. Call out mentally to your inner waters and allow this energy to make itself present. You may see, hear, or just feel this presence or consciousness. Thank it for coming and get to know it in your own way. Now notice the water in your blood circulating around your entire body. Connect with the water in your organs, your liver, kidneys, bladder, and heart. sense the water in your muscles and all of your cells. Thank your inner waters for all they do for you. And see if there is anything you can do for your water. What is the consciousness of your inner water saying to you? Listen for a message. The sun is shining brightly and falling on your skin, warming you. Feel the sun illuminating your body and allow that light to enter through all of your cells. The sunlight is permeating you at a deep level and is filling your body with healing light energy. Ask the light to energize and heal the water in your body. Just bask in this light for a minute as it continues to fill and heal you. Now be aware of your connection to the divine above you and consciously open your crown chakra on the top of your head. See, feel, or sense a shaft of light coming down from above and entering your body. Feel this divine healing light meeting with the light from the sun and increasing your inner glow. See your individual water cells lighting up, dancing, and vibrating. You are being filled with the dynamic healing light of the divine. open your connection now to Mother Gaia, the earth, through the soles of your feet. And notice that Gaia is sending light up from the center of the earth. Feel that light and healing energy coming into you. And notice that as this light meets the light of the divine and the light of the sun, that your inner space becomes a brilliant swirl of sparkling light. This light is there to heal and support you on every level, but especially your inner waters. Allow your physical body to absorb this light and focus the healing energy on your water. See it healing and nurturing every single water molecule in your body. Feel the millions of water cells in your blood, organs, muscles, brain, everywhere, glowing with this light and putting themselves into a perfect state of health and balance. Continue to allow the light to flow in from the sun, in from the divine, and up from the earth, and feel your inner waters being cleansed, energized, supported, and nurtured by this loving, healing light. You have become a brilliant golden white light of dancing water molecules. All of your water is pristine, energized, vibrant, and full of life. You are so full of this light that it begins to shoot out of your fingertips and toes. Enjoy watching this energy flowing out of you. Bring your awareness now to the body of water that is still in front of you. So focus on the water and walk into it. Immerse yourself in this water, and as you do, the light is still shooting out of your fingertips and toes. Your personal illuminated water is now connecting with the water you are immersed in through the pores in your skin, healing and nurturing this body of water. as your inner waters connect with the body of water you stepped into, the glow of your water's light moves in every direction. See, sense, or feel the water around you lighting up. Golden sparkles of light now rippling out from you. And you see this miraculous light traveling from water molecule to water molecule, spreading itself out in this body of water. This light is restoring the waters to their original, natural, pristine state, vibrant and full of life. This golden white light is nurturing the water and holding its original blueprint. Take yourself now to an ocean and allow your water light to connect with the water there. See the water in the ocean light up. Now move from the ocean up a river. And as you travel, see your water interact and light up the river water. This river ends in a lake where, again, your water connects with the lake water. And as you merge, the glow from your water spreads into the lake. Let's travel a bit further north to the snow or ice and let your water merge with them, lighting up the ice and snow fields. And from there, move up into the atmosphere, where your water will connect with the moisture in the air and the clouds. Every bit of water on the planet is coming alive with this healing light. Even the water underground in aquifers are sparkling and glowing. You are connected to every form of water throughout the planet. That brilliant light continues to grow and flow in every direction, healing and energizing all water. And notice that brilliant light that is still within you, filling your waters. And this golden light is also touching and infusing all life in the water. Kelp, algae, and sea plants are lighting up and glowing brightly. Jellyfish, sea turtles, plankton, starfish, dolphins, whales, and fish. They are all soaking in this brilliant golden light, allowing it to infuse their bodies and the water within their bodies. Every single being that lives in fresh water and salt water are being nourished, and their inner waters are being filled with light. Now the golden white light continues to travel out of the water onto the land. And it's moving across every continent, lighting up the water in the soil, the rocks, the mountains, and deserts. it's touching and lighting up the water and the plants, the trees, the fungi and algae. This golden white light continues to spread and infuse the water into the animal kingdom, the insects, birds, reptiles, invertebrates, and mammals. The entire planet is glowing with this brilliant golden light. See the entire planet surrounded by this pulsating, healing light. Every inch of the earth and everything on it is being bathed and transformed by this light. And feel the connection between your inner waters and every drop of water around the planet. You are one. Now go to the place or state of water that you are most interested in or connected to, and spend some time together merged, and ask this water for a message. Request that this flow of brilliant healing light continue to come into you every day from this day forward, and that your new connection with water be permanent. time to gently let go of this vision. Bring your awareness back to your body in the water. Slowly walk out of the water and stand once again on the shore. Feel the vibrating light energy that is now inside you. And notice how the water in front of you shines and sparkles in purity. You're coming back now to this reality. Coming back into your body, your physical body sitting in a chair. That's right, we are back in our room, back in our bodies. Wiggle your toes and fingers, arch your back and stretch a little. Coming back fully into this reality. And opening your eyes. Is everybody back? If you have something you'd like to share, go ahead and hit *6 and tell me your name.
I'm Crystal Ashley in Olympia.
Hi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How was that for you?
Oh, I traveled far and wide, but the timely and great thing I'll take away with it is just identifying with the water inside me all the time and how much it needs me to be conscious of it.
Right. Did it have a message for you?
Yes. Yes, it did. I'm trying to think, so many things came to me. I think the most important thing was just to walk on this planet with my water, to be my water, and understand that thread that's everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, it was a beautiful introduction, Mary. Beautiful introduction. I loved that the first 5 minutes or so was just as a revelation of really basic truth. I love that.
Good. Well, you walk differently when you're connected to your water. And
yes.
I think just remembering to connect with it and dialogue with it and thank it and be with it and see how it's connected to all the water on the planet is really, really great for us.
Powerful, very powerful. It's just a blunt recognition of something so primordial, so real, so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right there all the time, but we don't look at it.
No, we feel so different from it, and we are because of it.
Exactly. Exactly. Great.
Yeah. So this was very timely and beautifully done. Good work.
Thank you. Come again.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary, so much.
Who's
this? Is Lori.
Hi,
Rion. Hi, Happy New Year. I loved starting off the new year with this beautiful meditation. Thank you so much. I just loved it. It's just
thank you
beautiful.
For being here. Yes.
Oh,
wonderful.
You're welcome. I love being here. Yeah. I think
I
it's so important that we bless the water in the world. And, you know, so often I think some people forget to bless the water in their body. And it's so important that we do that. We take care of ourselves, you know, because we are water.
Right. Right. We're in a closed loop here, so
right.
You know, we got to take
like
care
that.
Of our body water and our water outside, because it all exchanges over and over again.
Right. And I just want to remind people that may not know, if you play humpback whale sounds in your house or your car or on your phone, you know, the water crystals in your body start to change. This actually scientifically now, Dr. Emoto and Dr. Todd Ovakides have proven in 30 seconds the water crystals start to form when you listen to whale sounds. They're so powerful.
Wow.
To assist
30
you,
seconds is all it takes?
In 30 seconds now, the star tetrahedron molecular crystals start to form in the presence of whale sounds. And remember the experiment where they cleared the Tokyo water with whale sounds. It was so toxic and dirty. So imagine what it can do to your body, you know. My partner, Puna, she walks out in the morning, almost every morning. She says, so, Mom, what do the water crystals in your body look like right now? You know, it makes you tune inward and think about, you know, because your emotional body is a key as to what your water crystals look like, you know. Yeah. So we can all benefit connecting to joy and to whales to just lift us, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for that reminder. I forget, you know, as much as I love whales and have spent time with whales, I forget that sound can change the water in your body.
And you don't even really truly have to focus on it. You just even just put them on YouTube, you know, in the background. And, you know,
right.
So many people are benefiting from that. Just that simple, you know, healing sound, you know.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm going to go find some YouTubes when we get done.
So,
thanks, Laurie.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Were you aware that, I've forgotten the name of the whale, Takia, is it? Who had the baby?
Telequa, yeah.
And the baby?
Yeah, I am.
The second baby's now died.
Yeah.
I just saw last night on Facebook that her baby's died.
Yeah.
So
I know. It was sad. I was really encouraged when I saw she'd had another calf, but
yeah,
it didn't last very long.
That's so sad. So
yeah.
I think we can hold her in our prayers as well.
Yes, Telequa, the orca. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, when I asked my body what it wanted, it said, drink more water.
Well, there you go.
I think we sometimes don't drink enough.
I've been focusing on that lately, so I know I'm getting enough right now. But, yeah, I wasn't either. So it's a practice, you know, to make sure you get enough in there and keep things flowing. Yeah. And it doesn't hurt to bless it before you drink it. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Laurie's found the whale songs for us.
Well, this is Bonnie Blue, and I play the whale song all the time, so that's. You're hearing that coming from me or near me.
Oh, Bonnie, thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Lori. So I just want to, it was so beautiful, and thank you so much, Mary. And I was thinking or feeling these golden spirals of energy within me of the golden dolphins, and I had actually taken a picture just a few days ago on New Year's Eve, and in the picture, there were these lines around the sun as it was going down, and they were shaped like a whale. And so there were these spirals. I'm still resonating with that, so it's hard to speak. But these spirals of energy, of golden energy, and it went up into the clouds, and the dolphins synchronistically gave me a channel that day of how they communicate with the clouds and the atmosphere. So I was making this connection with the water within our bodies and how it connects not only with the earth as we walk on it and all the water of the earth, but as you said, the atmosphere. And then when Linda was talking about this beautiful orchid baby, I was thinking how we can all send our prayers through our body, through our water of our body, like the dolphins, like the golden dolphins do.
Right.
And spread those patterns, those codes, those swirls of love and prayers from us to the atmosphere and the clouds and the universe, and bring that and swirl that back to that mother's heart, and just know that we're all connected with that love through our water.
Absolutely. We're all connected through the water. And
so that's our rest.
See it following right from you through the water to that beautiful orca mom who lost her baby.
And through the whale song. And the whale song will help us do that.
That's
so thank
true.
You so much.
You're welcome.
So my heart
Thanks
to
for
yours
being here.
And everyone.
Is there anyone else that would like to share something?
Hi, Mary. Saskia, thank you for this beautiful meditation. And, I made quite a journey all over the world and also deep into my cells to connect with the cellular water, which started shining with lots of golden light. And it's also something that I do in my workshop, DNA Self-Healing. First thing we do is we heal the water in the body. And the message that I got from the water was that through water we can actually initiate world peace, so global peace. It's just by passing this global peace on through the water, starting with the water in the body. And also clouds and whales, I have experienced that whales are communicating with clouds. Because recently I asked for a message from the whales, and then all of a sudden I saw clouds in something like 3-4 clouds in the shape of whales appearing.
Oh, wow. So you're the second one today to mention that. Wow, that's cool. That's cool. I hadn't thought of sending peace through the water, but that makes perfect sense. That makes
sense. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I wish everybody here a very happy new year.
Yes. And you'll be leading the meditation next month, right?
Yes, right.
I have you on the schedule for February 7th, so we're looking forward to seeing what you'll bring to us.
Yeah, yes. I still have to come to me, but I'm sure there will be a beautiful meditation.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Yes.
Okay, we'll see you next month.
Yeah,
Mary, that was beautiful. Aloha,
thank you.
Everybody. That was so beautiful. Gosh, I went everywhere with that and that big connection and just me being above the earth and watching it light up and with all of us together. I'm sure we changed a lot today. I'm very honored to be with you all. We had Linda Shea on with the Global Peace Tribe a few weeks ago, and it was incredible. So if any of you want to go check that out, she did a beautiful dolphin healing. And
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so
Do you have a link for that?
Oh, yeah, it's on YouTube, Global Peace Tribe. And I'm sure a lot of you here have been cast there. But Dr. Thomas would be honored to have anybody here as a guest. And Facebook, Global Peace Tribe, The Awakened World. But, yeah, Linda, it was a dream come true. And she did her thing with a dolphin. She didn't have much time, but and then we mentioned the water, this event, you know, in the chat and stuff. I'm surprised we don't have any Global Peace Tribers here, but yeah, absolutely beautiful. So we're all doing our part, and I just love and honor all of you. Thank you. Mahalo.
Great. Thanks, Scotty. Yeah, we'll check that out. That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that globalpeacetribe.com?
Yes.
.com. Okay.
Yeah, and they're on YouTube, and they're and that's just, you know, if you ever just you know, contact me or Scott Katamas, he is him and Deborah Giusti started it 4 years ago, and it's been a fundraiser, you know, and it's like the center hub that gets everybody everywhere. It's pretty cool. And we have water keepers, and we go everywhere. But we'd be honored to have you guys, you know, to come and so be a guest for sure.
Great. Great. Thank you, Scotty.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I think it's time to
Mary,
close this call. Yes.
Sorry, I was trying to unmute, and then when I unmuted, others were speaking. So I wanted to say, during the meditation, I heard from my a mentor of mine, Judith Onley. She passed October 2021, and she had channeled universal souls. And I had, I'm embarrassed to say, not thought of her since. And I guess she arrived on the waters of mediumship.
Wow.
Yeah, she appeared, and such a heart healing. Maybe she's with the whales and the dolphins. She was from Sault Ste. Marie in Ontario, Canada, and she offered a healing on that body of water. A lot of her meditations off her dock went into the water. So she was such a very profound person in my life, but 2021 was a rough year for me and a lot of loss, and she was one of them. So when I say I haven't thought of her, I think it's because my heart was a little bit scarred, and something in this meditation pierced through, and there she was. So,
wow.
Thank you.
How beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just sitting there in the water in your heart.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone. I'm going to open the line so we can all have our chaotic goodbye, and we'll see you all next month on February 7th.